Hey guys, welcome back to Speaking Millennial. This is episode, I don't know, 24, 25, 26, 27, one of those.
27?
Is it 27?
This will be episode 27, Bill. Which
episode 27.
Divisible by 9 and 3.
So wow.
It's a good number.
It's that, you know, that makes it a good number. I am Bill Spadia, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. And if you DM me on Twitter, I will get back to you. Unlike if you email me, I will ignore you. I'm here with Jessica Nutt, at Chasing Jess Nutt on Twitter. And the great, the soon-to-be someday iconic comedian, Jay Black.
I Bill, thank you. And I would also like to say I don't DM on Twitter, but I do Dungeon Master or DM in real life. So if anybody wants to start playing Dungeons & Dragons with me, just come on down to the radio.
Can I say something, Jay? I think you do play D&D. I could see it.
I do.
I can see it now. Like, do you have like a bunch of friends come over and you
like
sit?
Still played, or you at one time played it? What is going on?
It's a good question.
You know, you might be thinking to yourself, Jay, how did you fit in Dungeons and Dragons? What with all the dating you probably did in high school and college?
Jessica was about to say that, and of course.
Yeah, you cut me off.
Yeah. As it turns out, Jessica, not the case. I spent a lot of time playing Dungeons & Dragons all through high school and college. I was a DM, and every time I hear somebody say DM, especially when they say, like, slide into my DM, as the millennials are wont to do,
it's like a throwback.
I immediately
for you.
Think, oh, hey, no dungeon.
Wait. What do you mean slide in?
Talking about Twitter.
Is that a new thing? Slide in?
Sliding into someone's DM.
Sliding into the DM? And this sounds inappropriate.
Yeah, it's actually really creepy when you walk around telling everyone, DM me, slide into my DMs.
So wait, what I just said as the open of the podcast was creepy?
Well, you say it so often. I don't think you mean it as a creepy thing.
I definitely do not.
But people tweet at each other, and then like celebrities, people go like slide into their DMs and basically ask them out on dates usually.
Really?
Yeah.
So I've just asked out the entire podcast listening audience. Is that what you're saying?
I'm going to say this. It goes like this. Slide in the DMs, pretty creepy. Being a dungeon master or a DM, very creepy. Sliding into someone's DMs, very creepy.
Wow, you took that really far. You took that really far, Jay.
Ew.
It went far. Just so you know, I have been saying this DM me on Twitter for now 2 years on the radio.
And
do you think
never
people like,
come up.
And no one has ever, ever brought this up.
I'm sure you've heard someone say slide into their DMs, and you've heard it before.
Tonight.
No way.
This is the first time that I have ever heard slide. What is it? Slide into my DM? Is that what I would
slide
say if I were being creepy?
No,
that's what I would say.
The guy who's the celebrity slides into the DMs of the female fan.
Oh, so like a groupie. He would say that to a groupie, right?
And then he'd say, send me naked pictures.
Oh, no, that's what follows it, of course. Well, obviously that, you know, one comes after the other. I get that. Huh. All right. So now I got to stop saying it.
Yeah.
Damn it. I here's the issue. The issue I said it to I'm doing this event, which it's not till February.
Well, you probably didn't say slide into my DM.
I didn't say slide. I said do me a favor, DM me because I don't answer emails.
It's great because I get it like a text message and I just reply to it on my phone.
I love direct message.
And it's like I don't even have to have the person's number.
Right. I just have to know their name.
Let me say this. With the level of hatred that you you embrace on Twitter, you would have been Anthony Weiner'd long ago if you were doing anything inappropriate.
What's funny about that is that today I took my embrace the hate to a new level. So I realize this is probably a week from now, and the results of the poll will be in. You guys are encouraged to vote. You could actually, if you wanted to, retweet and vote. I had a guy call for my head today and say, look, this guy's got to be fired. He has completely ruined the radio station. So I said, why don't we take this to the Twitterverse and see what people think? So I put a poll up, and right now I am winning.
Well,
I'm at 71%.
No, that guy is winning because he probably got plenty of new followers.
So he won. A lot of votes, though.
Really good friends with whoever does the fake Stadia podcast.
It's a little bit disconcerting that 29% of the people on here voted to fire me.
Yeah.
Like, that's a higher number than I expected.
That's like, I mean, I'm not going to do math. How many votes do you have? 150-ish?
About 150. So 50 out of 150 want my head. So we'll see what the results are. And on the next podcast, I'll update everyone. I don't know. Is it binding? Is a Twitter poll binding in millennial world?
No.
No? Not scientific?
I think the only thing that's binding, I believe, in Twitter world, in millennial world, is your order at Starbucks. Other than that, everything's flexible.
That is a commitment.
All right, we were talking about TV earlier. What was the show that you said is the big show for millennials?
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty? All right.
Which
I've never heard of it.
I don't even know where it airs. Like, the place it airs, I didn't think even existed anymore.
Where does it air? Is it cable? Is it, wait,
I'm
first of
guess
all,
Nick at Night.
I need some context. Is it a cartoon?
Yes.
Oh, it is a cartoon.
Would
okay,
you like
I feel
that?
A little better. That's a great question.
Do you
I
like funny cartoons?
I like snarky, edgy cartoons.
Roiland.
I think Family Guy is funny.
Are you a Family Guy fan?
I'm a Family Guy fan. I'm a Family Guy, not South Park guy.
Oh.
You like South Park better?
I don't know. Family Guy is not that interesting.
Jay, help me out here. You like South Park, though. You've got the shirt and everything.
If I were doing a list of the cartoons that are like currently the best on the air, currently, not all time, The Simpsons are obviously all time. But I'd go Rick and Morty number one, South Park number two, Bob's Burgers number three.
All right, wait a minute. I love
number four,
Bob's Burgers.
Number five.
I got to tell you a story about Bob's Burgers.
Wait, was Bob's Burgers number four?
Yeah.
And then what was number five?
Wait, what was five?
So is number one is Rick and Morty.
I've never watched Rick and Morty.
Is South Park. Number three is Bob's Burgers. Number four, Family Guy. Number five, Simpsons. That's my current list.
All right, so my son is 14.
And had to buy Hulu.
Yes, I told you this. I told Jessica this the other day.
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers got dropped from Netflix. Mm-hmm. So my son gave his best sales pitch, and you know, I like to sell. I had a career in timeshare and everything else. So, and guys that like to sell are easy to be sold. So it's very easy for me to buy things. Like, I walk in and they can tell I'm a buyer from the minute I walk in the door.
Why?
And I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, I'm the easiest car buy. I'm like, yep, I'll take it. I'm like, yeah, that's good. I'll take that
one.
Really, I like the red
sold
one.
Sold me on this.
Right. So my son convinces me that I should try Hulu because he wants to watch Bob's Burgers. So I now have Hulu on my TV. The free trial has ended, and I'm not really sure how to cancel it, but it's like $12 a month, and I'm paying for him to watch Bob's Burgers. But it's funny. And then he pulls me in. He's like, no, Dad, you got to see this episode. And then I'm like a sucker. I'm there, and I'm entertained, and I like it, so we're probably going to keep it.
Bob's Burgers is very good.
Do you watch it?
I think they do a great job of...
It is,
you know,
fun.
They have sort of a... fun,
Tina.
Happy, committed family to each other, but they still find a way to find humor inside of that, and I like that a lot.
Wow, you got really deep.
We had a coworker who would sit around watching Bob's Burgers at work all day.
We did?
Yeah, and if he was sent on assignment, he would complain that it was going to, you know, he wouldn't be able to finish
the assignment
on time to come back to work. So he literally would get out of the assignment and just sit there all day long watching Bob's Burgers.
That sounds like an addiction to me.
And that means, that's now my opinion of everyone that sits around watching Bob's Burgers.
The season premiere of Bob's Burgers actually did something really interesting. They asked for animators on the internet, like just amateur animators, people who just like to do this for fun, to each animate like a 30-second clip of Bob's Burgers. Mm-hmm. So the season premiere was 45 different animators each doing 30 seconds.
That's cool.
Of the show. So it's different styles every 30 seconds. And a bunch of amateurs just got a big exposure on national television.
That's really cool.
But it's a little R-rated, isn't it?
It's PG-13 at best. I let my 6-year-old watch it.
I think Family Guy is way more edgy.
Oh.
Way more.
Way more.
Mm-hmm. Tremendously more.
Yeah. All right, so what is Rick and Morty?
So Rick and Morty, if you thought I was getting deep about Bob's Burgers, sit back, everybody. This DM is about to go into the dungeon.
I'm envisioning myself on a long run, and just I can't wait to just hear Jay talk about Rick and Morty. Is that it?
Yes.
For when you marathon listen to the podcast.
Right. When I binge listen to the podcast, I will be skipping ahead to get to this.
Yeah, in fact, if you're binge listening to the podcast and you're like on a plane ride to Australia and this is hour probably like 13 for you, this is when you get up and try to open the emergency exit so you can just leap off the plane. So anyway, Rick and Morty is, there's this idea that in quantum physics that every time a decision is made, a new universe forms where that decision did not happen.
And is this right? The very first episode of the first, is this how the show started?
So the show started from the idea of what if there was this super brilliant genius who figured out how to travel from universe to universe, and there's infinite universes, and there's infinite versions of yourself, and there's infinite places where you decided to go left one day or go right the other, and there you go. Or to quote Rick, what if we go to a universe where Hitler cured cancer? It's very conflicting, right? So there's this whole idea that every choice you make doesn't matter, because when you make it, there's a whole other universe forms that you didn't make that choice. And the consequences of that on Rick is to just spiral into nihilism. And that's what the show explores with poop jokes. And that's why it's wonderful.
I knew there was a catch somewhere. So the poop jokes are what got you.
So, Bill, I'm always down for a good poop joke. The tagline, though, for this show this season was, only a show this smart would dare to be this stupid.
And I love that.
That's a good way to summarize it. They know they're comfortable being stupid because they've embraced how smart they are.
All right, so compare it to Family Guy. So there's Family Guy and Bob's Burgers, which I find are somewhat similar. Family Guy being a little more edgy. Yeah. Bob's Burgers almost being a little more sad because Bob just can't get out of his own way. But South Park I could never get into. I just never liked it. I don't know why. And I realize people say there are two completely different types of humor. So you like one or the other. Right?
I like them all. I'm good with them all.
But you're a student of comedy. So what is it, Rick and Morty? I'm having a hard time with that.
Yeah.
How have I never seen this? Where would I find Rick and Morty?
So here's the two ways to find it. One, you can watch Adult Swim at 11:30 p.m. or any of the streaming sites that they put their stuff
on. So wait, that's the same thing as Nick at Night, right?
No.
Adult
is
Swim?
It?
No. Nick at Night was all like the reruns of TV shows. Adult Swim is the more edgy adult fare on the Cartoon Network. You know, where you know they put on this
because
stuff
they're unedited. Right, so Family Guy episodes have cursing in it and crazy stuff that you don't see when it's normally broadcast.
Right, and Rick and Morty's the same way.
So can I get it on Hulu? Look, I'm paying for Hulu. What I want to maximize the Hulu experience now. It's $12 a month.
I think if you get the Adult Swim,
I'm so mad about it. $12 a month. Can you imagine?
You get it for free.
Why? Because I'm already paying for cable.
Yeah,
what a racket. What a racket. You know what I'm also paying for? I'm paying for a home phone that I don't have.
Oh, no.
I had all the phone lines removed. We literally tiled over them or plastered over them. Like, there are no phones in the house, but I can't not pay for the phone line with the cable bill.
Well, that's like finding out someone, like when you hear like somebody goes like, email me, and they have an AOL account. And you're like, well, certainly you just use the email. And they go, no, I still subscribe to AOL. And you just want to grab them and go, what year are you from?
Right. Now, do you have home phones? Do you have a landline in your house?
So for the landlines.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
They are so annoying because you get those collect calls all day long. And you know, people soliciting things, come to the blood drive, come to, you know, donate to this or that.
So do you have a landline?
So I think even though you're paying for it, you're not missing out on anything. You're better off.
I'm paying not to have
and
it.
Just seal over the walls, plaster over the walls. Do not put that landline in there. Who's going to call you?
There were two on the walls, like in our kitchen when we redid it, and there was a whole discussion as to, do you keep it? Will you ever need it? And I'm like, no, just disconnect it, tile over it, done. So I don't even know where the phones are now, but I don't know why I can't get like the double play instead of the triple play with my cable. Do your parents have a landline?
Yeah, and it rings all day.
Well, your dad needs it as a spy connector in case.
Because my dad's a spy.
Get in touch with the headquarters. That's all.
So
I'll say this about the cable company. They exist. It's so interesting to watch an industry die in slow motion. Because that's what's happening. I mean, I imagine if we lived in the turn of the century, we would be dealing with some real predatory buggy whip practices. where they would be like, oh, yeah, no, if you want to buy this buggy rip, you got to buy the triple play and buy three buggy whips. And you'll be like, what? Why? You know what? F it. I'm just going to go get a car. And that's what I think is happening with most people when it comes to cable, because they do this shit to you, where they're just like, yeah, you got to buy a landline. I literally don't use it. Sorry, pal. That's just how it goes. It's bad practice from a dying industry.
I want to just have internet. I mean, everything. I only watch Netflix.
Well, for this TV show, like Rick and Morty, to be so popular, I can't imagine that. Like, I feel like all of my friends don't have cable. They just watch Hulu or Netflix. Like, right. They only pay for the Wi-Fi in their apartment.
So where do you get? Rick
and Morty?
Thank you. Oh my God, I have a mental block.
Face—it was just like wiped.
You
could
tell. Right, Jessica's like, you could tell. It, like that information has leaked out of my head twice already.
Instantly forgot the name of the show.
So Rick and Morty. Where do I watch it? Like, can you get it on Hulu? I guess Hulu's live TV, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine.
I mean, I pay $12 a month for my son to watch Bob's Burgers. That's pretty much what that comes down to. But if I can also, I should try Rick and Morty. I think that's next. Appropriate, though, my son's 14, right? That's...
Keen watches.
Well, here's the thing. I watch this with my son. He's 10. It's wildly inappropriate. But we have a rule in my family. Well, my son and I have a rule with him, which is he can watch things that are genius. If I think something is genius, it's okay.
Even if it's edgy.
Together. What was that?
Even if it's really edgy.
Yeah, I mean, like, we've watched The Godfather together, which we were talking about last week. We've watched, a bunch of, like, Citizen Kane, which isn't edgy, but isn't necessarily age-appropriate. There's a lot of, great works out there that I think he needs to get a head start on, and if he's interested in it, we just sit and watch it together, and we talk the whole time.
He's got great vocab. He's got great vocab words. He knows a lot of vocab.
Yeah, and that's because the price of having of being allowed to watch those shows, and it's a steep price, Jessica, is that Daddy will pause from time to time, and by time to time, I mean every 38 seconds, and explain some deep philosophical meaning that he believes is being shown, and you can just see my son bleeding out of one ear going, just please stop.
Jay, I just want to ask you, just in the interest of a little therapy for you, do you do that with other members of your family?
I try not to do that with anybody. I found that my son is enough like me that he'll get it and latch on with me. I find that when I try to be funny in public, when I'm doing comedy, if I take my ideas and sort of break them into 30-second little segments with funny jokes at the beginning and end, then I can do it. But when I actually am myself around people, like the actual true self that I am, yeah, most people just go screaming in the other direction.
Because I'm having an idea as you're saying this. Tell me what you think of this. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. What?
Go ahead. No, you had an idea.
Well, my biggest pet peeve ever, someone that pauses the show or isn't paying attention and then rewinds it, and I have to watch it twice.
Oh, my God. My kids hate that about me because I do that. I'm like, hold on, I didn't hear that. Wait. Stop. Rewind.
Great. I cannot wait to watch the past 15 minutes of the movie I just watched again.
I do that all the time, and I'm like, no, you'll enjoy it better the second time.
No.
I wonder why I end up watching television alone often.
I'm sure Keen loves.
So here's an idea. Listen to this idea. Why not for a future podcast, we watch something?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we comment on it. I am a huge Godfather. Mystery. Oh, my God. You know what? That is the best thing I've heard. Speaking Millennial watches The Godfather. What do you think?
I'll tell you what, guys. One of the things that a lot of other podcasts do to monetize themselves, and not that I'm saying that we should do this, but you know, I think we do a lot of meetings on the air, is they'll record.
I think our listeners appreciate the honesty and the fact that we're an open book.
Yeah, we record, they record a commentary and then sell that commentary for $1.99 on iTunes or something. And what you do is you turn on the movie or whatever it is that you want to watch, and then you just turn on the commentary, and we tell you, hit play when the Paramount logo appears, and everything will be synced. And for $1.99, you can hear us do a...
That is a great idea. Why don't we do the first one free?
Is it cheating if I just read the Wikipedia and then go with that?
Yes, that's cheating.
It's a bit of cheating, Jessica. I'll say that. But yeah, let's do the first one free.
First one's free.
Something that's 2 hours and 45 minutes.
It's how they get you hooked on cigarettes. Don't worry, first one's free.
I'll tell you what. Let's do an episode of Rick and Morty because that's 22 minutes. And Jessica was saying she doesn't like
that's
it.
That's a great idea. And I've never seen it.
Said, quote, unwatchable, Jessica.
I fell asleep during it.
No, did you really?
I did.
Wait a minute. Can we watch it on your computer?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Can we? How do we watch this?
Help us out, Jay.
Well, I have bought all 31 episodes.
Of course.
So I can just bring it in on my iPad. We can all watch it together.
Done.
Okay, great.
All right. When are you back? Two days from now.
The 13th? I believe I'll be sleeping at the radio station. So you guys just come by anytime. I'll be in the production room with a sleeping bag.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll record that day. We'll do it for not...
I'm thinking I may have a room to rent you. I'm thinking I can now monetize the friendship a little bit.
This is why Jay wants us to hang out with him. Rick and Morty.
That'll be your social interaction for the week. Watching Rick and Morty with Jessica and Bill.
And I could grow a big Dan Harmon sized beard. I could, I'm already sort of shouting incoherently by myself in a hotel room in Vegas. It's not that hard to just apply that to a room back in Jersey while Rick and Morty's on. We can make this happen, guys.
I do have a question for you. I want to get back to the plan because I think it's a good plan. We need to do it like now, like a night. Like that would be hard to do in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
So we'll have to figure out with your schedule because I just think it's
brutal.
I know.
I'm going to drive 2 hours here, sit.
We're going to make it convenient for you. No, I know what we can do. We do it. So Jessica's new schedule, which will have already kicked in. You're already a week into it.
How's it going? Hang out Friday nights. Is that what you want to do?
We're going to hang out Friday nights and watch Rick and Morty on Jay's iPad. That'll be our plan. No, but I was thinking 4 o'clock. We could do like 3 or 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
When we all first met, you guys thought you would make me cool like you. But as it turns out, day by day, I'm infecting you with my nerd genes. That's what
Listen, happens. It's always the lowest common denominator, Jay. That's how it always works, right?
You're the weakest link, Jay.
You've dragged us down. Wait, Jessica's about to quit the podcast. She's like, wait a minute. I'm going to watch Rick and Morty with you two idiots on a Friday night? No chance.
Bill, very soon you're going to be watching Fox News and you're going to stop for a second and you're going to go, this is biased. Wait, who am I? What is this?
What is this crap? This is not balanced. No, the reason I say afternoon is because it's slower here. It would be too hard to do it in the morning. You see the chaos at 10 o'clock.
There's a ton of chaos and the pork products usually.
Ooh, yeah, meat day.
Yeah, that's true.
Can we talk about Vegas at all?
Yes.
But can we just wrap this up a week?
About Vegas.
Okay, we wrap it up.
I want to make sure we're on the same page. So we like the idea of doing like a Mystery Science Theater type analysis.
Yes.
Yes.
Not necessarily the snarky, but a real analysis and watch the show and get real reactions. I think that's a great idea. So we'll plan that on whatever the first afternoon record that we have.
Is Jay allowed to pause it during the show and explain things for us? I think that would be part of the conversation.
Oh, I think you'll have to, Jay. We'll have to pause and explain.
For sure. And actually, if you want, we could bring Teen in to, comment, but we can bring my son in to just commiserate with how much pain you're going through as I pause and go, oh, you see, son, this represents Nietzschean thinking. And he just comes over to me and goes, Dad, listen, I want to get laid one day. Please stop talking.
All right, next subject, Vegas. So Jay's in Vegas. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
I'm getting pointed at by Bill Spadia, so I'm confused here. Steve Califerth, he's the guy who owns Flemington Car and Truck, and he also owns the Somerset Patriots, where you could see Bill Spadia throw out a first pitch, ceremonial first pitch. This is a place, if you are looking for a car or a truck of any sort, you'd be a dummy not to go to Flemington Car and Truck. And you want to know how big a deal this guy is? His website is just Flemington.com. That the entire state of New Jersey.
That's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. Flemington.com is where you want to go to check out all the great prices on Jeeps, on Cadillacs. I think that the only two thoughts I had were Jeep and Cadillac.
But there's so many different cars.
There's Audi, there's Buicks, there's GMC, BMWs, there's Fords. This is the car, when you're driving along and you see Bill Spadia driving in a red Jeep and you go, oh, is Bill going through a midlife crisis? You know where he got that midlife crisis car at? Flemington Car and Truck. That's where he got it. So go check that out, Flemington.com. And if you're in the Flemington area, you got to go check out Flemington Car and Truck because Steve Califer, friend of the podcast, friend to humanity, friend to the person buying a car, Flemington Car and Truck.
I do just want to add a congratulations to the Somerset Patriots for making it all the way to the league, not to the championship, but they got to the playoffs.
Nice.
And I threw out a couple first pitches. It's going to be a great season next year.
How'd it go?
I was going to avoid that. Let's put it this way. Sparky Lyle, the Yankee great, who was the first relief pitcher to win a Cy Young, he said, well, look at the bright side. If it was 0-2, I would have told you to throw it that low because he would have swung at it. So I got a swinging third strike. It was my worst first pitch that I have ever thrown.
If Gary Delabate's a 0 and George Bush after 9/11 is a 10, you are...
That particular pitch was a 5.
That's not too bad.
Well, it got over the plate, but I hit the dirt. I don't think I've ever hit the dirt.
I can guarantee you I would have hit someone off the first base line if I was throwing the opening pitch.
It was bad. But the Somerset Patriots are great. The TD Bank Ballpark, great.
And we just gave Steve Califer a 9-minute plug. So there you go, Steve.
We love Steve.
Thanks for being our sponsor, Guy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you doing, Jay? Tell us what you're performing. This is about, what are you doing, actually? You're writing the movie and you're performing.
So I'm doing 2 weeks. I'm doing a week in Vegas and then a week in Reno. I'm at the Tropicana, home of the world-famous Laugh Factory, where I'm headlining 14 shows over the course of the next week. And I'm also, during the day, I'm working on the new movie. And I can literally see out of my window the Mandalay Bay, the holes that are still there.
That's amazing.
In the windows of the Mandalay Bay, which is not only surreal, it makes me wonder. I mean, I imagine they have to leave those, you know, the crime scene untouched for a long time while they actually investigate. But I just, for the sake and sanity of everybody here, I just wish that they would actually cover them up or do something because it's hard to look at.
Are the curtains still blowing through?
No. I mean, I don't see the curtains. All you see is, you know, the same thing that you you see when you see the video or the pictures of it. The two knocked out spots where he, you know, fired out of.
Now you were there. You landed Monday morning.
I landed Monday morning. I was supposed to be there Sunday night, but I got in Monday morning instead.
And because your flight was delayed. Listen to this. There was a problem with the toilet on the plane.
Ew.
And apparently it was not Jay's fault.
Sure. Are you sure about that?
I'm not sure, but he knew I wasn't sure, so he led with that.
Right. And I knew there was a moment where you were trying to think, Jay, did you have a big poop in the toilet? And I did not. It was a thing where they said the lavatory wasn't working, and the pilot came on and said, lavatory's not working, but don't worry, folks. We're going to take off, and when we hit 20,000 feet, it'll start working.
What?
And I remember thinking, how does that work? That doesn't feel like that's a solution. And we got to 20,000 feet, and after like 3 minutes, he came on, and he was like, hey, guys, laboratory's apparently not fixed by air height, so we're landing in Detroit. And I was delayed and missed my connecting, so I had to spend the night in Salt Lake City.
Do you think the pilots just thought the passengers were so stupid they would fall for that, and he thought, we'll just get a little closer so they don't get mad? Like, don't worry, we're fixing it. It's all about altitude. I mean, that's a crazy thing to say.
I can't imagine the thinking behind that one.
Yeah, I don't know. He said something about the pressure, which I don't know. None of that makes sense. It could have been that. Mm. Although, I'll be honest, I think having dealt with, you know, airlines for my entire professional career, I don't think they do anything to make anybody happy ever, anytime. I mean, they're not exactly like, hey, let me lie for your feelings. I think they just come on and go, hey, we have a problem. We're sitting on the tarmac 7 hours. And by the way, you don't have any choices, so suck it. And then they just drink up at the front.
What's the craziest airport story?
Craziest airport
story? I feel like an annoying girl in the back of a cab talking to her Uber driver. What's the craziest thing you've ever seen?
Yes, a little bit.
Well, actually, on the flight.
Wait, do you talk to your Uber driver?
What was that?
No, Jessica just brought up an interesting point. If she talks to her Uber driver, I do.
It depends.
I ask all kinds of questions.
Yeah, you just grill them. What's it like?
Do you? I do that. Wait, but Jessica just said that was the annoying girl in the back seat. Am I an annoying girl in the back seat? Like, I do that. Do you not do that? I'm like, hey, how long have you been doing it? Hey, how's it working out? Ever think about going to Lyft? How's this? Like, and it annoys me.
You can be the annoying girl if you want. Whatever fantasy that you're trying to work out right now, I'm. Listen, I accept you.
Man, that went down a wrong path.
All right, so
back to the airlines.
Air travel.
that went sideways for me so fast.
So I was on the flight that I was on that landed in Seattle. This isn't crazy, but it just goes to show you like how dumb everybody is about mental health. There was a woman on my flight that had a panic attack. And, you know, a panic attack is those of you who suffer from it out there, I understand that it's a real thing, but it's a mental thing as well. And the way you make someone feel better about a panic attack is not to give it a lot of attention or you know, energy in a way that's like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Because that's anxiety, and anxiety only builds on a panic attack. This woman, Bill, they surrounded her. Like, they put her, they gave her oxygen, they surrounded her when we landed, 4 EMTs came running in, a fireman, they grabbed her, they pulled her out, and, like, her coworker was actually sitting next to me, and she was like, you know, it's just a panic attack, I can't imagine this makes it better, and it just occurred to me that, like, all of the ways that they have to deal with stuff, none of them have any flexibility where someone could have just gone, oh, yeah, maybe the best thing to do is just tell her everything's going to be all right, and not have a fireman carry her out.
Mm-hmm. You are exactly right. There are standard protocols, and there's a certain way that they act, and some of it is lawsuit avoidance. They're minimizing their liability, and I don't understand why there isn't flexibility in training. Like, you think about some of the situations people get in, whether they're in a fire or they're being robbed, or what situations that people get in, and you make split decisions based on the circumstances. And law enforcement does that, but oftentimes, like a situation like that, like, this is our protocol, this is how we do it. You have to have a minimum 4 people. You've got
But you can't teach common sense. Like, if you're the person managing 1,000 people and what the employees have to do, you've got to make a protocol for them to follow.
I agree. I agree, except the airlines have gotten themselves into trouble in the past with that, where there's just a certain set of rules. And what was the issue? One of the
airports dragged the doctor off a plane, and everyone was like, the doctor's a hero, and they shouldn't have done that. And
see, I backed the airline on that one.
I know, that's the protocol. Like, you know, remove a passenger. You'd rather charge less for the tickets and risk having to kick someone off than, you know.
I think he was nuts, though.
There was
you agree?
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. Like, he seemed nutty. Like,
Went and looked into his backstory.
Yeah, if I was sitting next to him, I'd be like, please get him off.
And then he didn't have patients to go to, which is
right. It was a total lie. Yeah.
And then there was yoga pants.
For this whole protocol issue, though.
Yeah.
It's called Judge Judy. And here's what I mean. Because what you said, Bill, was right. It's lawsuit avoidance.
Yeah.
Because if you let somebody have a common sense response to something, and then that common sense response, the 1 in 10,000 times that, you know, the panic attack actually led to a heart attack, the airline is sued for $185 kajillion, and then the airline goes, all right, from now on, if anybody breathes funny, have a helicopter take her to you know, the trauma center.
I experienced this in youth sports. The concussion protocol is ridiculous. Kid gets hit in the head with the ball, and all of a sudden it's like, well, hold on, you got to come out of the game. Now we got to wait till the doctor sees you, and then the doctor has to clear you, and it's ridiculous.
Right.
Ridiculous.
So what we need is a Judge Judy to train all of our judges when they hear it to go, yeah, sounded like he was doing the right thing. Don't worry about it.
I love Judge Judy.
Do you?
Yes.
I've never watched Judge Judy.
What?
I've never watched Judge Judy. I can picture her because I see the commercials.
That's insane.
There's a heavy air of disappointment and almost near condemnation going on in the room right now, Jay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's not liking Judge Judy.
Well, it's not even. No, it's like not even watching it. Like
condemnation on the show.
No, it's Jessica judging her co-host, saying that guy. What? How am I doing
that's
a podcast
like
with you? You've never watched
TV
Judge
show
Judy
ever.
Is it really?
Yes.
I
with a person.
I should probably admit this. I don't watch a lot of TV. Mm-hmm. I love, however,
you work
Walking Dead
2.5 hours a day.
I know, and here's what happened. So the whole chasing thing changed. Now I'm there till 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and now I know what you do in your free time, too. You sit around watching Bob's Burgers
with your son on the couch. I watch Bob's Burgers on Hulu. Oh, my God, the secret's out. You know what they call
people who have Hulu downloaded? Who losers.
Jay, do you believe this?
Whoa.
Because, again, once my day ends around 4 and then we either have an event or we have a podcast, I tune the news out. Like, I would much rather tonight watch Bob's Burgers because I'll be up at 3:15. And I'll go through Twitter, and I will know everything that happened.
Oh, my God. I'm going on vacation. I just realized it's not actually Friday.
It is not Friday.
It is my Friday.
It's your Friday.
I was like, what do you mean you had to get up at 3? Oh, sorry. That sucks.
Right?
Rough.
Because you were thinking it was Saturday.
Yeah.
No, it's Jessica's
In
Friday.
In my mind, it's Friday right now.
So she's flying to New Orleans tomorrow. Have you played New Orleans?
I have played...
We lost
all of the.
Is it played?
A bunch of University of Louisiana, and so I've gone into New Orleans.
Fancy pronunciation, Louisiana.
I've played New Orleans,
Louisiana.
Wait, Jessica's
Louisiana?
Asking Louisiana.
That's actually a girl that I dated in high school. I went to her debutante ball, and I came a courting. I brought a straw boater hat, and I sang her
Did
songs,
you?
And she rejected me because I played Dungeons and Dragons. So I moved on.
Did I say that correctly? It's you played it. You played the Stress Factory, right?
He's not wrong.
Is that no? That was right.
That's what you say.
That is what you say, right? Okay. Now wait. This will air before our punchline.
Oh, it will?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, yeah, our punchline is November 9th.
Yeah. So what we have to do is we have to work out a giveaway for the punchline.
Absolutely. And by the way, I don't usually plug everybody, but go to jblackcomedy.com. You can also go to jblack.tv. They all go to the same place.
What was that?
Whoa, hey, whoa, you're a sponsor all of a sudden?
Hey.
I'm just telling everybody, if you go there, there's a link that you can buy tickets to the punchline.
So oh, really?
Going, well,
hold on. All right, because people are asking me.
You just go there.
All right, wait. Jay, I'm going to do it right now. Hold on. Where do I go? I go to Jay Black Comedy?
JBlack.tv. They all go to
JBlack.tv. Give me a minute.
All right, I'm on Twitter, and Trump is no longer in Vegas.
Oh, he left.
Oh. I knew it started smelling better.
Oh, see? Come on. It's 36 minutes. I can't wait to... I do hope we continue with this podcast heading into the election, because I think that could be interesting.
I think when we have
confident
an election to elect our new president in 2017 and a half.
Oh, here it is.
18, depending on when he gets out now, there. We all have a great time talking about it.
I noticed something here.
Yes.
It says, listen to Jay's podcast here. Jay's podcast. Look at that.
Oh, Jay.
Jay's podcast.
Jay has a podcast.
Jay has, is that the same podcast? Let's see.
You know.
Can I tell you?
But buy punchline tickets here for me. There'll be nobody else performing. Why does it say that?
Here's the thing, Bill. When I was putting together the website, the redesign with all of the links and stuff on it, I was wondering, do I say Speaking Millennial Podcast or do I say Jay's Podcast? And I realized if you're coming to see my website, you're probably coming for me.
I would
and
agree.
This exposes my fans to us.
I would agree. All right, I'm now looking. So what do I do?
We're so thankful. Jay is so thoughtful.
He really is. All right, so I just clicked on Punchline Philly. And oh, I see. So upcoming shows, I got to scroll, show more. Yeah, we should not plug this on the air yet. It's
well,
just
I think it's the first thing. If you click it, isn't the first thing that's up there on Live Nation? I thought it was.
No, it. Well,
wait, yeah. So how does everyone get tickets? Because like my friends want to go.
All right. So, well, I don't know, Jay. We should have some tickets.
To give away?
Right? Yeah, we should have some tickets to give away. Yeah, it's a big theater. It's about 320 people, so we'll have tickets to give away.
So
we really want to sell that.
Slide into Bill's DMs, and you'll get some tickets.
Well, thanks, Jessica. Now we have a title. At least we have a title. Oh, my God. All right, if I go to, when you click on the link, it takes you to, it's the first thing. But it doesn't, I see. Yeah, find tickets. Okay. All right, that's pretty good. So what link should I tweet? I'll tweet your Jay Black link.
Yeah, the easiest thing to do would just be jblack.tv, and that way they can find the podcast, they can find the punchline tickets, and if they're interested in watching Meet My Valentine and crying.
So I'll tweet it out and say, even though I'm not listed anywhere, nowhere on the venue, nowhere on the list, I promise you I will be there for, a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yeah. No. In fact, I wanted it to say on the marquee, Jay Black, and then in parentheses, and not Bill Spadia. But they said that seemed
that was a little mean. Yeah, it was a little mean.
Yeah.
All right. So I didn't realize this. So I'm glad we discussed. Thank God we have meetings on the podcast. See how many things we got done today?
Yeah. I mean, you're so busy. Yeah. When else are we going to do them?
This is it. These are our meetings. All right. So I think we're good. I will tweet this out so people can get to, but right now, if they're listening now, you can go to jblackcomedy.com or jblack.tv and click on, you'll see it, Punchline, November 9th. Yeah, it's going to be great. And who is it? It's me, you, and one other guy?
Troy Moore, who's a buddy of mine, and he's going to be our MC. He's a very funny dude and a good guy, and we're going to have a blast, man.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Are you guys going to do the podcast there without me?
Well, no, you should come and we should record a podcast. Or is that, that's in the middle of your work night?
Yeah.
Jessica, it's Thursday. Can I give you one bit of advice?
What?
Quit. And then you can come to the show and, you know, you won't have a job, but you'll
sage advice.
Be able to come see us perform November 9th.
Thanks, Jay.
Jay's got your back.
Yeah.
Jay's got your back. All right, Jay.
You know what it is? It's called caring.
I think we have a title. I think we solved a lot of problems.
And we have tickets to give away.
And we will have tickets to give away. Here's how you get tickets. So rate, first of all, if you've downloaded this podcast, I want you to subscribe to it, rate it, and then comment. And if you, even if you hate it, you can win tickets to the Punchline on the 9th. All right, Jay.
As always.
Hey, have a great show. And we will talk to you on the next podcast, which for the listener will be a week from now, but for us, it'll be Tuesday.
Absolutely. Chat with you then, guys.
All right. See you, Jay.
Bye-bye.